Yes. Rashi says, what Tanan Rebbe Yishor, the Maisi Lay Sloyim, the Rebu Yivosh Yorah, what this last Gemara just said. He used the word Sloyim to include a long-headed one. And therefore, the Yaisi Lay Chagav Lemute Tirtzor, and uses the word Chagav, he said Tirtzor is no good. But Tanan the Braisa, Kemais in the first Braisa, the Miboy Le Kulu Lugufayu. Yeah, so what's the Machoikis then? Well, you learn out Klolom and Protim, or you only knew that you only need them for the plot for they themselves. So my kinnis will get turned on the very rabbi turn the Rabbi Shmuel. The Roshi Yorah Kinnislagi. That's the machlokes if you come to include the Roshi Yorah or not. You have the word sloyin extra to be marble a long one or not. And turn on the very rabbi Sabar, Asher loy karayim is kalal. Arba sloyin chagol chagav liminayu prat. These are the protein. Is so klal prat and chol masha prat. To mean in only these type of minim, to lav minaloi, other minim are no good. Omar the domile mishnei tzadim, and we only learn out something that's dama to this, and two tzadim has to be like it all completely. Tana the very bishmol savano, asher loy karayim, that's the klal. Arba sloyim chagav chagav prat, liminayu, is a prat, is prat. Liminayu is chazal klal. Vidashin klal or prat to klal is the yadadana klena prat. Or ma be called the domele the chatzad. As long as the domele to one side also is enough to say. So that's the shal haridashin here. So there's a question still like the domi klal kam la klal brasra. The first klal is not like the last klal. Klal la kam asher lo krayim am rachmona. The yisla yochel only if it has krayim, if it has the legs, then you could eat it. The last lay, you can eat it. The klal brasra. But the last klal is mashman, has to have all four simonim. So maybe don't make this into a klal or prat klal, since the last klal is different than the first klal. Shmuel says, no, Tanan Rebbe Shmuel, the klal you put the kiagav nudoyin, still they dash in the klal of klal or prat klal, even though you're being, the last klal is not them to the first one. Or the yarminami biyalma, the doyin, Tanan Rebbe Shmuel, the klal or prat, kiagav nudoyin. That's the way it's said over other places. That Tana Rebbe Shmuel dashed on the klal of prat klal, even though one klal is not like the other one, the Yikar place where he said it was over here. This is the Yikar Makam where he said it. From here we learn out to other places, that's his shita. Alright, you'll stop here. If you show you shared the base of Medrash with Pikulim, everybody knew it and understood it. Abu Bryce said the Tana Rebbe Shmuel has a screw out of the three Tamidot. But the second place of Tanan the Rabbi Shmuel, only his Talmidim knew it. So now the Gemara explains what's the difference between the way the first place learned the Tanan the Rav and the Tanan the Rabbi Shmuel, the way the second place learns. So when it says not community is the Reisha Oruch. So we have this locus that comes, a long headed one. That according to the second place, he dashes more or less as a cloud, a prophet cloud, and therefore he's a man of even a long-headed one. But according to the very Rav, he only says no each prat, and when it says the four locusts, it says in the Torah, the Chagav, and the Sloyim, it says Liminayu only means to include one other one. That's all, but nothing more. Therefore, according to the Torah, the very Rav, we do not know the long-headed one is also kosher. The Yadig Mor explains, Torah, the very Rav, saw by the first place, so that was learned. And so for the very Rav, holds like this. When the pasuk says, Asher loy karayim, when it says what, that it has these front two legs, the pasuk says, Asher loy karayim imal ragel v'nakta ben mesot, al earth, so with these front two legs, they jump over the earth, over the limb. So the first place over this, when it says, Asher loy karayim klal, which is mash many type of a locust. Then the pasuk says, Ef eid lemiyam toch, when it says, Es arba, that's one leminoi, v'yasa solom, that's the second one, Liminayu. V'yas HaChagot, the third one, Liminayu. V'yas HaChagot, Liminayu. Then the pasuk says these four. So we say again, the Moshe says, Arba, Sloyim, Chagot, Chagot, Liminayu, Prat. That remains a Prat, only these. And so they hold that Klal or Prat. It remains with Drosha, but first it's a Klal or Locus. Then it's a Prat, only these four. So then we darshan, Ein B'Klal or Lamash B'Prat. That it has to be only thing Mamash likes the Prat itself. Only these protein are mutter, nothing else. Only these four hagavim. These four type of locusts. Now when the pasuk says four times diminayu, tradition in Raspi Mamish like it, but the lav demine loy, if it's not Mamish the same type, it's not Mutter. Or Marba, therefore, when it says the word Lemineyu, what do we be Marba? Or Marba the Dormile Mishnei Sodim. We only include things that are Mamish like it in both ways. And therefore, you have no way to be Marba like a long headed locust. There's no reaper for that. That's the way the first place learns, that each one is a prat, and therefore Lemineyu only includes one more, like more than Vidashim before. And the reason they do not hold with the klal of prat, the klal, we'll soon see why, because they hold the word Lemineyu, if that will be a klal, it's a different type of a klal than the klal basna, the klal kama. Therefore they hold, the Tanakama hold, the first place, we do not make this for klal of prat, the klal, but rather it's only klal of prat, and therefore kill her not more than just things as they know, Mishnei Tzadim completely like it. Now, Tonad Verbi Shmuel, how did the second Brisa learn? Said he said like this, and the Pesach says, Hashem Lei Karai and Klal. Shmash, many types of a locust that has these two legs in the front to jump with, it's Mutter. Then it says, these four, the Arba, Sloyim, Chagra, Chagra, Taprat, Sakamashmo, only these four, nothing else. Then it says the word Limineyu, all types, the type of it, Mashmo, Chozo, Klal. It's another klal. Therefore, comes out to Dashim, but tell us a klal, a prat, a klal. And then we say, here to Dan and Lekena prat. There only has to be something that's just a little bit like the prat, but not really Dhamma completely. Or Marba called the Domile, the Chatzad, any way it's equal to it in one way, that's enough to be Marbit. Therefore, according to that Rosh, we had before that the word Sloyim was extra, and therefore we were Marba, even the long headed locust is also Mutatit. Now the Gemara is talking to Tenever Yishmor. How could you make a klal of prat a klal over here? I roll a domi klal a kam and a klal a basra. The two klalim are not like one another. So maybe you can make a klal of prat a klal out of this. Why? Klal a kam a asha loy kuroim am rachmona di yisle ochol. The less loy loy teichol. That the first klal is any locust that has these two legs in the front of it that it jumps with it, you'll not eat it. And if it doesn't have that, it's awesome. Mash with the klal, it's mad everything. All you have to have is just one simen, have these two legs, and you'll not eat it. By shanking klal basra, that's what it says at the end of Mineyu, that is mashma the shavya biyavis simonim. Like we had before, these locusts have four simonim, they're alike, that they have wings covering over the body, so we have simonim about them. So the Mineyu mashma, that's that all four simonim. So how could you make the klal of prala klat out of this? Usually the klal, the two klalim, are daima to one another. Therefore we dash and betel the klal apart the klal. But here that the first klal is only daima to one simon. And the second klal is daima to four simonim, maybe no. The Gemara says no. The more answer is nami, that I tell you, Tana Dveya, Bishmael, Beklola, Yotrotik, Yagav, Nidoyin, they still make, they have the Kabbalah to make this rush of klal apart the klal, even though the klal basra is not like the klal kamo. Still you can make a klal apart the klal out of it. The Gemara says, "Udi Yamrina Nami Biyama." That's what we say usually all over. That the Doyin, Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, the Klal of Prat Ki Agavna. That's what we learn in other places that there is such a drush like this, and Tana the Rabbi Shmuel holds it. That even though the Klal Basra is not like the Klal Kama, still he can make it. He should know Meyachem. This Yikam occurs. This is where we see he holds it clearly. From this limit here, we see that's the Shita all over. That the Klal of Prat, the Klal, this last Klal, does not have to be done to the first klal, even though they're not doing more, so you could down in the third klal or proper klal. Now, on my mind, what we just said before, that E. Shemoy Chagav, as long as the name is called Chagav of this type of a locust, yeah. So Yochel ever thought to say, Ein boy call a simonim halalu, even if it doesn't have any one of those simonim, it doesn't have the four legs and the two legs in the front and the wings, I would have thought to say, as long as it has his name Chagav, that's Earth Koshatit. Tamlim, this apostle says, no, Lemineyu. That it's not enough just to have the same name, but it has to be the same kind. Meaning to say, Achiyi, your boy, call us Simonim Alolu. That it has to have all the Simonim, it has to have the four, all the Simonim, the Mishnah says, the four legs, the two in the front, the wings. Now, Ein Bo, call us Simonim Alolu. For the most question now, if it doesn't have all of these Simonim, Mehechi Taisi, where what to have them? Like, why would I thought to say, it's kosher? And the Chulu, you have to have it. So what was the Havli to say? That I would say that as long as it has a name, Chaga would be enough. So let's like this. Okay, see? Arba v'chaga is, Arba v'chaga exists. So it says Abba the Chago, Master has to have a daimon to these things that have four simonim. So it says no. E like Siv Sloyim could comment. If it wouldn't have said the word the extra one Sloyim, it would be like you're saying. But Hashtag Siv Sloyim, now that it says the word Sloyim, is Lubuya Rosh Yorich. It comes to include what we had before, even a long headed locust. It's also Mutatit. If so, once I have that aim, I would have thought to say Libra Nami Koldu. I would have thought to say Yamarba than anything. So as a klal or prata klal, that Yamarba anything. Rashi says Koldu. Even if it's only like them, it's one simon. The ho shamin and sloyim, the lay beinon, she says that the lay beinon domin leprat the chod dodim, the shrab the roshorach, you see, it doesn't have to be like the other ones. So be mom, but now even a long headed one, even though the other ones don't have a long headed. So if I would have to say any way to daimah, as long as it has the name Chagav, maybe that's enough to say that it's Tahor. On this Kamash from Luminaya, though, it has to be daimah to it with the four simonim. Yeah. Kamash Malon. Now, Maishinah, what's the difference? That Kamashinah, some the Yamrit Sloyim, is there Rishoyim? Before we dash from the third, the word Sloyim it means to say, is there Rishoyim? Chagol is their nipple. Or Maishinah, Hakam over here was saying, the Yamrit, no, Sloyim the opposite. Sloyim means their nipple. And Chagol is their Rishoyim, changing it around. So, Moshe Ben Echonami, Makiyas to Makiyas, each one says according to his own city, the way they called in his town. Rashi says Maki Yasrei. Rashi says Rishoyim the Tana Devei Rav Hu Nipol, and the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel V'Roshan the Tana Rabbi Shmuel Hu Nipol Tana Devei Rav. As each one of his city, that's the way they called it. Well, it's the same thing. Because they had different names in each city. The same thing was called differently in each city. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says Uvadogim Koshesh Kesapa the Kashkeshes. Fish is kosher. As long as the fish has skins and fins and scales, that's mutter. That fins and scales are alright. Yeah. Snappy, that's the fins, and karkesh is the scales. Tell me about none like this. Let's say the fish right now doesn't have yet its fins or its scales. But the yosid legad liyachas man, later on will grow on later the fish. Kagoin, how sotonius, this type of fish, the sotonius. And when it's first created, it doesn't have scales and fins. Rashi says, min dogim kitanim, the small dogim, balaz tunina. And the rest, like it's a big fish, a tuna fish, but it's not a tuna. But it's a small fish. Yeah, when it's first grown, first born, it doesn't have, and then it gets later. How do I know to say that an ordin could have satanis to yafizin? If I raise the mutter. Still the din is its mutter. As long as I'll have it later on, it's a kosher, it's a min fish, that's kosher. What's going to be Yeshli Achshav? Let's say the fish right now does have its fins and scales. But the Yosid L'Hashirun, later it's going to fall off. B'shor Sha'ilim in Amayim, when they pull this fish out of the water, it shakes so much and it shakes off its fins or its scales. Kagoyin, like this fish called the Yakunis. I don't know.